Blog Talk Radio.
Time is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that means you are now tuned in to Soul Sessions right here on Flavor News Radio Network. As always, I am your host, Dwayne Austin, and I got something good lined up for you. I got some good music, and I have another guest this week. Stay tuned for that. But right now, we're going to get into the music, kick things off with a friend of mine who I happen to have the pleasure of seeing perform live up at Scholars Jazz Lounge in Boston, Massachusetts. She goes by the name of Ashanti Muneer, and this is a track she wrote for her husband. It's entitled Until You. So you check it out, and we'll be back.
Illuminate bright. like yesterday. I still remember the first time I saw your face. It's amazing to think that you're right here next to me. They say time makes things fade away, but I love you more each and every day. Baby, here in my heart, you know you will always stay, and it keeps on getting
every mistake has made the man you see. in me. Love, take my hand, take my heart, take my soul, and keep complete control. If that's the key to being happy, leave it.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. What you just heard was a little something out of the vault from the 90s. Chris Jones with their rendition of the Rolls Royce classic, I Want to Get Next to You. I like that. That's pretty smooth. Before that, we had Brad Marquis with All of Me. Before that, we had Boney James featuring Bilal with Better With Time. Atlantis Star with Touch of Four Leaf Clover. A little something new that I added to the rotation. Shivas Kimber, I think I'm pronouncing that right, Shivas, however, with Aquarium. And we let off that set with Ashanti Munir with Until You. And let me give a shout out to the folks in the chat room. We got a Woman's Heart Radio. Thank you for coming through. We got my brother in arms, Consortium Rehab LLC. Thank you, brother. I appreciate the love. My better half, as always, Dana is hanging out. We got guest 8540. Thank you for hanging. If you want to join in on the conversation, you're going to have to log in. If you don't have an account, it only takes a minute for you to set one up, and you can come back in and actually be able to contribute to the conversation. I think you should do that. And also, It's Me, Sweet Lady, is hanging out in the chat room. I appreciate that. Yes, you're right. It is free. So, you know, you don't have to worry about anything like that. Just go ahead and do that and come on back. Let me tell you about tonight's guest who is on the line right now. Let me go ahead and give you a little intro. She's a D.C. native. Very, very, very talented lady. She does it all, you know, behind the scenes with the music. She does it all. But we're going to let her, you know, tell that for herself. So please help me welcome to the show, Miss Isan Bilal. Yay! Clap, clap.
Hey,
clap,
clap.
Hey.
Yes, thank you for having me. Well, as you said, I am a D.C. native. I was born in California, though, and I lived overseas a little bit, me being a military brat, and I've been doing music ever since. My whole family is into the music industry, and, you know, I released my debut album last year, so, you know, I'm just keeping it moving and promoting that and just basically keeping my movement going.
I can dig it, and I definitely want to get into that movement, want to talk about that. You say you've been doing music pretty much all your life. I mean, you know, when did you realize that music is what you wanted to do?
Well, yeah, I've been doing music since I was four. I was singing. I started writing songs at 6 years old. And me being so shy, I would sit in my room and I wouldn't let anybody hear my stuff. And me being the oldest of four siblings, they would eventually catch on. And I would tell them, you know, you all can sing too. So we would sing in front of my parents. And then eventually we got into talent shows and competitions and we kept it going. And then afterwards, you know, I started to do my own thing. I went to Duke Ellington School of the Arts, and that really encouraged me and just helped to build my confidence. And afterwards, you know, it's been a great roller coaster, but of course with the music industry, it's definitely up and downs, but, you know, it's been a great ride.
I can dig it. So you guys were like the Jacksons. No,
we were. It's crazy. That's how I describe it. We were like the Jackson Five. It's five of us. My family, my parents are from Gary, Indiana. So my dad even being in the band with the Jackson's cousins and him living right down the street from the Jacksons, you know, music is definitely instilled in my blood. And I basically live out my dad's dreams because this is what he wanted to do and with my siblings as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's really nice. So you say you write your songs. What kind of inspiration do you draw from when you write?
You know, I really, really, I don't want to be too cliche, but I actually don't necessarily have a planned theme when I'm writing a lot of times. I really like song titles. So when I write my song, sometimes I'll come up with the title and then I'll go based off of that. So just like if you're in school and there's a song off my album called Love Pop, and I actually wrote the name of that song before I even wrote the lyrics or had any music to go with it. And I say, okay, well, what can I do to give people that vision or to see what I'm talking about, you know? So it's no particular theme. I just really I'm very creative. I would just say that I'm a very creative person, and you know, I just like to have fun with my music. So that's what that is.
I was actually about to say that. It seems like, you know, if you come up with the title first, that you look to expand upon what the title means to you, and pretty much write the song around that.
Exactly. Yep. And I find it funner that way. A lot of times when it's too constructed, the fun is not there. So I just like to really, really dig deep down into my creative soul and get that. So, yeah.
Right. Do you need, you know, like a lot of artists, they'll get the music, you know, the music first and then write the lyrics around that, I guess, to be able to fit in with the melody. Do you need to do that, or you just write and put the music to it later?
I like to do both. And a lot of times, especially if I have specific lyrics in my head, I'll play it on the piano to, you know, whatever I'm thinking of, and then I'll go back and then lay the track down, because I produce as well. So sometimes I'll do it that way, or other times people will send me music. I get a lot of music submissions, and then the things that, or the songs that I really, really connect with, I'm like, okay, that's dope. I can definitely use the lyrics that I wrote, you know, on such and such date for this particular track. So, you know, it all depends. No specific way. I just like to have fun with it.
All right. And just to put it out there, you know, I had the pleasure of interviewing you once before for my blog.
Yes, we
touched upon some issues, and I want to talk about those again. As I stated before, you actually came on. You know, you do it all. You know, you said you produce. I know that, you know, you own your own label. What I want to ask is, having your own label, you know, I would assume it gives you some freedom. Like, could you touch upon that? Like, you know, how much creative control you have because of the fact that you have your own label?
Right. Well, it's more so, you can consider it as a label, but it's an organization, and it's IB Music, as well as Team IB. And IB are the first initials of my first and last name, Issam Bilal. However, we flipped it, and it also represents I Believe. So it's basically, no matter who you are, what you're doing in your life, no matter if you fail a gazillion times and you come back on your feet, just always know that you have to believe in yourself before anybody else does. So that's the whole, you know, what IB embody. So it definitely leaves you a lot of freedom as an independent artist. Right now, I am the only artist on this particular organization and label, but it definitely opens up a lot more doors as far as me actually doing everything myself. And Team IB, they have been so great to me, just basically everybody that's helped me along the way and just so supportive. And I'm just all for people coming together and following their dreams. So as long as I'm focused, you know, that's the whole thing. So I believe in myself, and I just hope that everybody just understands that no matter who you are, just believe in yourself before anything else. So.
Right. Now, when I hear your music, I find it hard to define it, and I feel like it would be an injustice to even try. But, you know, as the artist, you know, if you had to define your music, like, what would you say about it?
Well, my music is definitely an alternative version to pretty much every single popular type of music, but my voice is definitely R&B and soul rooted, and that's why I'm here on Soul Sessions tonight. But it's definitely an alternative to hip hop, alternative to pop, alternative to rock, and I'm also in a rock band, so I include that into my music. And just the type of sounds that I grew up listening to, artists such as Steely Dan, Stereolab, of course the greats in our community, Miss Sade, Chaka Khan, Prince, and of course Michael Jackson, and all of those people influence my music. All of those groups influence my music. I would say if you ever listen to NERD or Janelle Monáe, people that are completely out of the box and you can't really define their music, you can, you know, kind of see where I'm going with that. But it definitely has no specific feeling. That's what I'm all about. It's just about living in the moment and having, you know, something that people can relate to no matter what you consider it as. And that's why the album is the big red box, because you're thinking outside of the box. And that's what I want people to do, you know, especially growing up. People say, oh, this type of music is whack. It doesn't mean that it's whack. It just means that you might not like it, but somebody else might. So, you know, it's definitely alternative, so.
I feel you there. I always have a problem when people do, well, I'm not going to say too much of a problem, because, you know, I find myself doing it, and you're right, it is, mm-hmm. it is pretty much based on how I feel about it, but I guess for me in particular, if I say something is whack, I'm not really meaning it as a diss. I'm really just saying that I don't really like it, because I'm mm-hmm. not one to tell or be able to tell anybody, you know, what type of music they should put out, because you know, the roots of soul music are, you know, it's from the soul. So like, however it's presented, if it's from the soul, then, you know, you're doing a good job. Right.
Definitely. Mhm. Yeah. So, but I usually because, you know, especially in the industry, everybody that is sold in the store. So like my album that's sold in the store, you know, or if you're putting it online, there's only specific genres that you can put it into. So that's why I think people are stuck in that box, because it's like media and, you know, just the world in general is telling you, okay, you can only think this way. And, you know, it's good to be free-minded, because, you know, and teach your children that, or, you know, whoever it is, hey, open up your mind. This is not, you know, just regular stuff, but that doesn't mean that it's a bad thing, you know. So, mm-hmm.
Right. And before we actually get into a track, because I do want to play a couple of tracks tonight, I wanted to ask you, if when someone does listen to your music, like, if you could put in their head, you know, what you want them to take from it, what would what would you tell them?
All of my songs, I would say, are empowering. They all have different messages, but they're all positive messages. So, you know, just basically, if somebody has a bad day at work, they can listen to The Vision and say, you know what, I felt the same way that she felt. If somebody is in love, they can listen to Love Pop and say, you know what, I feel bubbly like that today. But it's all positive stuff, empowering, teaching people that, you know, of course, to be different, to be creative, and just to never give up on their dream.
For sure, for sure. Now, the first track that I want to play is Dynasty. And I believe this is off of the Big Red Box.
Yeah.
And we'll play this, and then I have a couple of questions I want to ask about the album in particular.
Okay.
So if you could do me the honor of setting up this song, and we'll get right to it.
All right, everybody. This is Dynasty off of my album, The Big Red Box. Here we go.
But what do they know when someone comes?
bright.
Nice. I definitely like the way you ended that. Yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
Thank you.
Now, what does the title infer, Dynasty? I mean, what are you saying with that?
You know, and that's another song, Dynasty, the track, the actual music that AB, the producer, created. The name of the track was Dynasty. And it definitely just put me in the mind of just really, really exploring with, I like to sing about colors and shapes and things of that nature. So it doesn't necessarily relate to the song as far as, because I don't say the name in the song. But it's just, you know, something different and thinking outside of the box again. So, but yeah, I definitely, that's one of my favorite tracks as well. And it started off as a freestyle. And then we went in and tweaked it and we shot the video as I was, you know, tweaking the words. So it's definitely a creative song and no particular meaning.
Now, when you say you like to sing about colors and shapes, like, how
yeah.
do you do that?
I think I'm still a kid. I'm definitely a kid at heart, even though I have an old soul. I just really like to paint a picture for people, and just like Purple Night Lights off of my album, or Red Lipstick, and all of these different song titles on my album, you can just definitely see that, you know, I really like to dip into being a kid again. A lot of times that's what keeps us creative. When you think like a little child, because they want to explore, they want to, you know, basically do things that they haven't done. And a lot of times when we continue to talk about the worldly problems and things that drag us down, we don't really get to bring out that creative energy inside of us. So that's just the way I think about it.
I can dig it. Now, the title mm-hmm. of the CD is Big Red Box. And,
yes.
You know, there we go with the colors again. But
mm-hmm.
I've always been interested, and I know I asked you about it, you know, during our first interview, but if you could, you know, impart upon our listeners, like, how'd you come up with that title, and, you know, what is the significance of that?
Well, there's a couple of different things that go into the album. The whole album is actually a story. Every single song on the album has a specific story that goes along with it. And it's basically a present to my fans. This is my very first project that I put out where people can download it. And I just wanted it to be special. So that's what the box represents. The box also represents to basically think outside of what you normally think. And then big just representing everything that I do, I want it to be big. And the red representing just looking at someone from the outside, in particular myself, and just basically getting to know me. But I'm an introverted person, you know. So there's a couple of different meanings. But the first three tracks on the album represent each word in the Big Red Box. So I Am Robox is the box. The Red Lipstick is the red, and then Big Bang Theory is the big. So I just wanted everything to, you know, kind of relate to one another.
Got you. Now, you know, if anyone has ever seen, you know, pictures that you've taken, you know, because I pay attention, like, you know, even your persona seems really colorful, like, you know, I mean, I'm just on it, like, I would assume, like, you know, this is really just a part of you, like, you know, being colorful and vibrant, and like you can tell, like you can just
yeah, definitely. I would say that the way that I look in pictures and when you see me in person is definitely a representation of who I am, and I am a vibrant person. I like to always spread good energy onto people. And, you know, sometimes if you're referencing my hair color, right now is blue. So I just changed it from pink to blue. And before that it was blonde. And before that it was black. So I definitely just like to experiment with, you know, different things. And me being an artist, like, I get bored quick, to be honest with you. So I have to, you know, keep my inspiration going. And one of those things that do that for me is to, you know, continue to change my look and basically show people, like, you know, I'm not such a bland person, although I'm, you know, quiet. Once you get to know me, I open up and I blossom. I'm like a flower. So
Got you, got you. Now, for the folks in the chat room, one of you will win a copy of Big Red Box tonight.
Yay.
I'm not ready to get into it yet, but I just want you to know, you know, we have some trivia, so get your trivia hats on and, you know, get ready for that. And,
get ready, y'all.
You know, and as a matter of fact, let's do this. You go ahead and give them the question that you want them to ponder upon, and then I'll go ahead and get into this next track and give them time to think about it. And the first person with the correct answer gets the CD. It's that simple.
Okay, so the first question I want to ask all of you beautiful listeners out there, what is the true definition of music? It's a one word definition.
All right, so y'all think about that. And we're going to get into this next song, and when we come back, hopefully someone will have an answer. I know the answer because she gave me the answer, which I will say that I didn't think about it like that, but I know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
When I see the answer. All right, now, this next track that I want to get into is, it's not on the album, but before I actually received the album, I was sent some music, and this song in particular stood out, and it's Summer Leaves.
Yeah.
And I want you to give me a little backstory on that song before we get into it.
Well, Summer Leaves, I actually love that song. Like, if I wasn't the person singing it, I would definitely, you know, that would be in my top 10. I love that song, and it's definitely a fan favorite. I wrote that with both of my brothers, A.B. the Pro and A.B. Bilal, of Creative Junk Food, and we sat down, we made the music together, and we just basically talked about in the song what people go through on a regular basis. So I started off by saying, I wake up in the morning just in time to see the sun smile. I want to go back to bed again. So basically, everybody that wakes up, that goes to a 9-to-5 every single day, wants to go back to sleep, but, you know, it just basically puts you in the mood of just being relaxed and not thinking about the troubles that you have to think about every day. And that's Summer Leaves. And also, this coming week, you can check out Summer Leaves on the webisode Drama Queens, and they're featuring the song, which is an amazing thing. So check it out. They're on YouTube. And this is Summer Leaves.
You heard it. Let's go.
I'm not afraid to die.
Yeah, I like that. It's definitely the piano that makes the song, you know, that presents the vibe. And I'm assuming that's you playing.
That's actually AB, my brother. But yeah, it's definitely relaxing and, you know, it's definitely a soothing song. I love that song. So.
For sure, for sure. Now, as of right now, nobody seems to have an answer. I don't know if you guys are trying to find the answer, but, you know, I'm going to give you a little more time to think about it. Give you a little more time to think about it before somebody has to step up to the plate.
Yes.
I wanted to actually touch a little more on your time at Duke Ellington because, you know, being that I'm from the area, I know about the history of that school. And I wanted to ask in particular, what was it about that school that, you know, fostered, you know, the creativity that allows you to be, you know, the artist that you are?
Well, let me just say this. They were going to close down Duke Ellington School of the Arts, and it's such a great school, and I'm just so happy and thankful that they decided to keep it open. But, you know, so many people that have come out of that school have been nurtured and have successful careers now because they definitely nurture you. They give you this confidence that you probably won't get going to any other, you know, high school. And, you know, the teachers there are patient with you. My vocal teacher, Miss Dr. Ayers, I think that she was just made for me to be there because she and her and I are both really alike. And she's so, like, kind-hearted and just understanding, and she was so honest with me. So the fact that, you know, we had our education pretty much during the first half of the day, and then we have our art classes the second half of the day up until probably about the middle of 11th grade. That's how it was. And then you do more so your arts classes because, you know, you're pretty much done with all of your education credit. So it was definitely a great time for me. Sometimes we would work. Basically, we were working regular grown-up hours. Like, we were in school from, you know, 8 o'clock to, you know, 2 in the morning sometimes preparing for shows. And it basically taught you how to know what was going to happen in the professional world. And I definitely took everything that I could out of, you know, being in that school. And me, personally, I came from private school my entire life, so that was a definite big change for me. And I wrote my senior class song. I won Most Improved Vocalist of my class. I also won the Comcast Scholarship Education Award of my class, starring in Madame Butterfly, which is a really popular opera, and just a host of other things and good grades. I've always been kind of like a nerd in school anyway, but it definitely just nurtured my spirit and my confidence, and I'm so thankful that I got a chance to go there. And, I recommend any parent to encourage their children to stay in the arts, even if it's not something that they want to pursue afterwards. It definitely helps them with their confidence and meeting people that think like you, basically, you know. So,
right.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we have a school here in Baltimore similar to that, Baltimore School of the Arts, you know, they've brought out some talent. Like, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know, but Tupac went there. Man, this is terrible how I get my name sometimes. That is terrible. Jada Pinkett Smith, she went there.
Jada Pinkett, I heard about that. I think Mario, the singer, as well.
Right, yeah, he went there. And I'll tell you a funny story about I met her. Her parents and my parents, well, my mother, they all went to school together. And so this one particular day, you know, it was around Christmas time. I was in the 12th grade, and, you know, we were going Christmas shopping. And we went into Burlington Coat Factory. And, you know, as soon as we walk in, I see her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, is that? And before I could get it out, my mother's like, yes, that's her. And so she was like, well, you want to meet her? And I'm like, oh, no, you know, because I'm looking terrible. I'm like, there's no way. And so, you know, we go do our shopping, and it just so happened that when we went to check out, we got in the line right behind them. So, you know, her mother turns around, sees my mother, you know, they do the whole, hey, I haven't seen you in so long, you know, that bit. And so, you know, they're talking, and, you know, they introduce, each, you know, us to each other. And so, you know, I'm standing there, you know, I'm trying to be cool, but I'm looking crazy. And so, you know, I managed to be able to speak without sounding like a fool. But then my mother says, why don't you ask her out? Like, right there. And I'm looking like, are you crazy? Like, there's no. No.
Oh,
I just left the store. I left the store.
Oh,
like,
oh, poor baby.
Yeah, I'm like, you can't put me out there on Front Street like that. That's ridiculous. But she was nice. When they came out,
she seems like a sweet, sweet girl.
Yeah, you know, when they came out, you know, she spoke to me and, you know, told me Merry Christmas and all that stuff. And away, but I was truly embarrassed. I was like,
and how old were you? How old were you at that time?
I was like 16.
Oh, yeah. That has got to be embarrassing. But, you know, at least she was nice.
Right. It was like, Yeah, but I digress. I just wanted to share.
Your mom
that.
Was just trying to be helpful. She was trying to hook it up. That's what that was.
I mean, I get that. But, you know, that's Jada Pinkett. Like, really? Come on now. I'll have a better chance asking myself out.
You are something.
I'm just saying. But, yeah, I digress, you know, because I don't. Yeah, I could get embarrassed all over again thinking about that. But anyway, we have an answer. We have an answer, and I want to read this answer, and you tell me what you think. Nadia,
let's hear it.
She says music is defined as synergy, and I, knowing what your answer is, I know that's not the answer, but I feel that's kind of close.
That's a good answer, though. Yes, it's very close. It's very close. I don't know, Dwayne, should we wait to see if anyone has the exact answer, because that's a really good answer. Or should we, and her name is Nadia, is it Nadia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or should we give the opportunity to Nadia?
I believe we should just give it to her, because I get the impression no one else is going to come up with
it. No one else is going to get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Should I tell them what it is?
I think you should.
Okay, well, Nadia, you are very close, but the definition, the one-word definition of music is vibration, and if you pay attention, if you play the drums, if you play the piano, especially with the piano and guitar, once you touch a string or you hit a key, you'll see that inside of the piano that it vibrates, and you'll also see that on the actual guitar. So the answer is vibration.
Nice. But, yep, Nadia, you will get a copy of Big Red Box.
Yay!
And, you know, I'll get your information, and I'll make sure I get that out to you. And let's see, where was I? Oh, yeah, I know. Now, I also asked you, you know, in prepping for this interview, to give me, you know, a list of 5 songs that you wanted to hear on the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
The reason why I do that is I use that to get an idea of an artist and their musical interests, you know, who they listen to. And the type
right.
of music that, you know, they enjoy listening to. And, you know, of course, you know, dear to my heart, you said Sade.
Yes, I love Sade.
Right, and you asked for some Anita Baker, and which is always a good thing.
Yes, well. Mm-hmm.
And Music Soul Child.
Yes.
Now, I have a running joke with my girlfriend about Music Soul Child. Do you remember the artist Rome?
Rome?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember him. Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me, don't they look alike? Like, I always say that Music Soul Child is Rome. Like, you know, he was Rome, and then he fell off, and he came back as Music Soul Child.
Then he came back.
Right. I mean.
Wow, that's I've never paid attention to that. I think it's because they have a similar, very similar image. I think that's what that could be. And he probably came out and they were like, you know, maybe something happened with his career. And they're like, you know what? We found somebody that resembles him a lot. So we're going to put Music Soulja out. That's the way I look at it.
I still
but,
think him, though.
Good
nobody,
observation.
Nobody can tell me different. That's him. If I ever get the chance to interview him, I'm going to ask him. Like, I know that's you.
Rome reincarnated. Okay.
Right. I'm telling you, he fell off. You know, because you know he really only had that one album and that one hit, and you didn't really hear from him. And then Music Soulja comes out. So it's like, I'm just saying.
That's too funny.
I'm just saying. But I definitely wanted to get into your playlist. I don't know if you want to hang out while I play it, but I do want to give you an opportunity, you know, before you do go, to put out there any information that you need to put out there, you know, where folks can find you, where they can get your music, you know, how to get in touch with you, you know, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Well, you can find me online at on Twitter, of course, it's IHSANBILAL. My website is Sam Bilal Music, IHSAMBILALMUZIK.com. On YouTube, I have countless videos out. You can definitely check me out there. It's YouTube.com/IsanTV, IHSANTV. My album is also on iTunes. So if you're not Nadia, you can definitely check that out online. And congratulations to her again. And tomorrow I actually have two shows. If you're in the D.C. area, please come out. The first one in particular I'm really excited about because it's a performance for battered women and children, and that's going to be at a recreational center called Dash, and it's 1834 3rd Street, Northeast D.C. And then the second is an arts walk, and it's something that they do all over the United States each year, and I'm also performing in that right after, and that's from 12 to 5, and the first one is from 10 to 12, so definitely, or 10 to 1, I'm sorry, definitely come out to those, and I'm also on Facebook, you can follow me there, Google me, you'll find me, and I'm really excited to meet each and every single one of you.
Now, you said the name of that second event is Arts Walk?
Yes, it's the Arts Walk, and they have them all over the country, so you can definitely look it up online. But this one in particular is in Mount Rainier, Maryland, and that whole area is like an arts district, so you definitely will see it as soon as you come into that area.
Cool. I'm definitely going to have to check that out. I've never heard of
it. Yeah, definitely. And they have them, I think, not even just this weekend, but different weekends, so they might even have one in Baltimore coming up soon.
Yeah, because when I hear something like that, you know, I think of art, not necessarily Artscape, because Artscape does have performances, but it's really known for a wide range of arts. But one thing that
right,
they
and
always
this one
have,
is too.
Oh, okay, so
this
that
is one
similar.
Is too. Yeah, it's like a festival pretty much, but the one that I'm actually in, because there's different venues, of course, so I'm, you know, more involved in like the music arts, so.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
well,
definitely check it out.
I mean, I don't know if you do plan on, you know, hanging out while I play your set list here, but if not, I definitely thank you for, you know, taking the time out of your busy Friday to spend it with me.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to the listeners for, you know, just tuning in. I'm definitely excited, and thank you so much.
Not a problem at all. You know, next time you have something you need to, you know, get out there, you're always welcome back here.
Absolutely. You have to come back and talk about more of your Jada Pinkett story.
Oh,
no,
we don't.
All of that.
No, we don't. No, we don't have to talk about that anymore. I put that out there, you know, because it was relevant at the time, but I'm done with that.
Okay.
I am done
definitely
with that. All right, ma'am. Well, you have a good one. And, you know, I would invite you to, you know, to at least keep listening to the show because I got a lot more good music lined up for the night.
Definitely. Absolutely.
All right. Cool.
All right. I'll be listening online.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Enjoy you all's night.
You too.
And thank you again for having me. All right. Bye.
Not a problem. Bye-bye. All right, folks, there you have it, Miss Asan Bilal. Thank you again for hanging out with me. And as I said, I do have a lot more good music, but I want to get into her playlist here. And we are going to kick that off with Sade, because it's Sade. And I must play Sade whenever it's available to be played. So let me cue that up, and we are going to get right into it. This here is Sweetest Taboo. You are listening to Soul Sessions Radio right here on Flavor News Radio.
choose. I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Welcome back. You are listening to Soul Sessions Radio Show right here on Flavor News Radio Network. What you just heard was So Beautiful by Music Soul Child. Before that was Beyonce with Speechless, Alicia Keys with You Don't Know My Name, the incomparable Anita Baker with Sweet Love, and the also incomparable Sade with Sweetest Taboo. We led off that set with. That was Isan Bilal's playlist for tonight. Yeah, that was a nice little mix there. Before I ride this show out, I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening, the folks in the chat room especially. I definitely appreciate when folks come hang out with me. Congratulations to Nadia hanging out in the chat room. She won tonight's copy of Isan Bilal's Big Red Box. Remind me again, I'll get that information from you so I can get that out to you. And I just want to definitely thank the folks that are listening via the archives. I invite you, as always, to come check us out live each and every Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Flavor News Radio. I don't have a guest next week, so we're just going to rock out with some music. I'm actually thinking about the playlist. I want to get together for that now. As always, it will be nice, though, because you know how I do here on Soul Sessions Radio Show. And that's that. Going to ride out. Again, thank each and every one of you for listening. And tune in next week. We're going to do it all again. Let's see. What I'm going to start you off with for this last little set. Let's do this. Let's play my good friend, also out of the D.C. area, Miss Coley Williams, off of her album, which is entitled Light Up the Darkness. She did get that from the Bob Marley classic, and you know, everybody knows that story. If you ever watched, I can't think of the name of the movie. I'm terrible with that. But anyway, that's what we're going to get. This track is entitled All You Need. So check it out. And peace.
My love. never know, you never know when.
You never know.
You never, 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 never know. No, 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 no. You never know.
Never, 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 never
I apologize, folks, for that. There was a glitch in the matrix, but I'm back, and I'm going to go ahead and ride this out. And as a matter of fact, for the folks in the archive, I'll play a little something extra because, yeah, I didn't see that coming. And I apologize, but we are going to get right back where we started. So, well, right back where we left off anyway. Again, I apologize for the glitch in the matrix. And we'll just kick it right from the next song that was going to be played.
Deep blue sea, sound of All over, all over, all over.